goodness. Hello, it's me, Chelsea, and welcome back to the Creator Empire podcast, where we talk about all things behind the scenes of building your business as a creator. Now, the last podcast I said I was going to be doing this weekly, and here we are more than a week later, but it's okay. We're here, and I am just so excited to be here and chatting with you guys today. Basically, this podcast is going to be about all things my backstory. So the reason why I wanted to get into my backstory was because I personally love hearing how people got into, you know, what they're into now and how they became so successful, because it almost just gives you more inspiration to actually get to where that person, or just get to where you want to be. So that's what this podcast is about. But first, I do want to throw in some weekly updates that I have since I haven't been on, and I haven't been kind of updating you guys really. So a little bit of an update, my travel masterclass finally went live. I was doing workshops and everybody wanted a recording. Everybody wanted just to have something that they could take at their own pace, on their own time. So I finally came out with the masterclass, which has all things from pitch templates to walkthroughs to how to create a mood board, just everything you need to actually get started in traveling for free, and how you can actually turn that into getting paid up to $2,000 per Airbnb collab. So if you want to go ahead and check that out, go ahead. I highly, highly recommend it. It's actually on sale until this weekend. If you're listening to this, when this podcast comes out, it's on sale until this weekend. Another update I have is I was actually in Utah for two nights this past week, and I got snowed in, which is why I didn't record a podcast. However, I do have another one coming up in Nashville, another Airbnb collaboration at the end of this month, and I am so excited for it. And if you just want to travel, start building your social, start getting out there, just start somewhere. Just freaking start. I can't stress that enough. I never regret the fact that I started, and I really just want you to know that if there's anything that you want in this life that you're living, just freaking start somewhere, whether that's posting on socials, going traveling and creating content on it. Basically, really what you need to do is just start posting on social media. That's it. Just start posting and do a ton of trial and error and just figure it out along the way. So yeah, that's my little weekly update for you, as well as some motivation to kind of keep you going. However, bringing it back to my backstory and kind of how I actually got to where I am, how I got to actually making these five-figure months as someone who was working a full-time job. So we're just going to hop right into it. Full disclaimer, not sure why my voice is so raspy. I might just be talking so much on calls and coaching so many people and just doing all the things with my voice. I need to just disclaim that, just because I hear it and I'm sure you hear it too, if you know what I sound like. So bringing it back to my backstory. So I was born and raised in Pennsylvania. I always kind of had this want to have my own business. I always just wanted to flourish and work for myself. So of course I took the business classes. I wanted to go to school for business, but I never really thought school was that important. Believe it or not, I hated school. I hated college. I never really thought it was important because I always saw all these people who had their own businesses, and I'm like, they don't need to go to school. Some of them didn't go to school. A lot of them say you don't need school. So I just had this like belief in my mind all the time of school was so, so pointless. And with that, I always kind of put school on the back burner and kind of put me and my business first. And I never knew what to actually start, what to do, where to get started. I didn't know anything. And basically what I would do was I would like be on YouTube and all these social channels and seeing like what other people do and how they're getting started and how they're making money. And I came across these people that would buy and resell clothes. So of course I thought it was the most crazy thing ever. And so I would go to thrift stores and buy clothes at discounted prices. And then I would sell them on Poshmark and Mercari. And I was making a good, probably $1,000 a month, which at the time I was in high school, that was a lot of money for me. Like that was just a crap ton of money that I wasn't making before and also didn't really have a job. So that was money that I was bringing in that I was kind of putting back into the business, and obviously just kind of getting the feeling of having my own business, making money, being a business owner, conversing with people that are buying for me, just kind of becoming more professional in that aspect of life. And then that kind of went downhill when, prices started to raise. I wasn't passionate about it. It was fun to make the money, but it was a lot of work, a lot of time, and I didn't love doing it. And so I put that on the back burner. I started working, and I was working full time at like a CVS that was near me, and I was making really good money there. And then I got fired. So, I got fired from this CVS job that I have, which I was so upset at the time. It was such a misunderstanding, but it all worked out. And basically, when I got fired, I was like, well, I need a job. What am I gonna do? Flash forward, I did find another job, and then I started a lash business. So, of course, I found that there were people that were doing lashes, and I actually went to get my lashes done, and I like said to the woman that, I was like asking her how much she makes and if she likes it and how she got into it. And so I was just always trying to find that path of working for myself and having a business and just getting excited by these new streams of income and business. And of course, this woman taught me how to do lashes. And then I had a successful lash business for about 3 months before the pandemic hit. So I was doing lashes and I was doing my friends, people I didn't even know, they were coming to my house. I was probably making like a good $2,000 a month, which of course was so much money at the time. I was also working a full-time job. I was doing lashes and it was just amazing. I remember like the feeling that I felt just with someone handing me money and me putting it back into my business or me getting a five-star review and just all the marketing that went behind it. Every single step of that, I loved, just not actually doing the lashes. So COVID hit, it was kind of like a good sign that like, I didn't love doing lashes. I loved making the money. What can I do, right? Like, what am I gonna do? So drop shipping. I started drop shipping. I tried it. I tried so many times. I've built probably 10 different websites, 10 different stores. I've tried so much to make drop shipping work. I've spent days, hours, like probably 8 to 10 hours a day for like 5 days a week. I was sitting at a computer building websites, doing research, doing market research. How do I create ads? All of this research that went into something that never worked. It never was successful for me. I could never figure out how to make it work. But clearly, there's so much drive there. So, something that I want you to notice is with every business venture that I do, or whatever I'm actually trying to get into, or when I'm not actually working, I'm always trying to find something to do. I am always putting in my time, my effort, my energy into building something. And it's not something that just I start and make a couple $1,000s. It is not that at all. It is so much time of researching. It's so much time of trial, so much time of error, so much time and energy that goes into this business that I create and try that eventually the money comes. And so, another flash forward, it's middle of pandemic. My boyfriend at the time, he gets a job opportunity in Las Vegas, which, surprise, that's where I am now. And so, of course, I hated where I lived. I hated living in Pennsylvania. We moved from Pennsylvania to Vegas in the middle of the pandemic. We couldn't even do like a live showing of the apartment because it just wasn't, you couldn't see anybody. It was masks, it was 6 feet apart, all the freaking things. And we got to this apartment. I transferred jobs. I was working at Lululemon at the time. And I loved my job. I loved life. I thought life was great, but I did want to make more money. So, moving to a new place, it was really hard for me to kind of venture out. I didn't have friends. I didn't have family here, nothing. I actually ended up transferring to online. So, when I went online, I thought it was going to be great. I could start a business for myself. I would have more time. I'd be working at home. Total failure. I transferred to working from home and I quit within a month because it wasn't for me. I thought working from home wasn't for me. But really, the part that didn't work for me was the part of people calling my phone and yelling at me because their order never got to their house. So that's what my 7 to 8 hour day looked like every day, which is what led me to quit. So when I quit my job, I did have a savings set up. I did have savings from back home and then also from the government that paid us when we weren't working, all that good stuff. So I did have quite like a few bits of hundreds of dollars saved up, a couple thousand. However, it wasn't enough for my $1,600 a month rent that I was paying by myself. Because at this point, living by myself, $1,600 a month for rent, I hated my job, I didn't have friends or family. Like, it was just a revolving door of all of these things that were quote unquote going rough and going horribly. But at the time, I didn't look at that as life sucks. Like, that's not what I thought. I thought of it as I have a chance to take this extra time I have and put it into something to make me money, right? So I never looked at this as, this negative thing that I have a job, I have to move back home, I hate my life. It was never like that. It was like there's so much opportunity and possibility. I mean, I was on Indeed all day and night scrolling, looking for jobs. I had probably three different jobs after I quit Lululemon that I constantly kept quitting. So I would go from job to job to job to job. I would get excited because it was more pay, and then I hated it, so I would quit. So all of these things would keep happening. And then finally, at my last job that I worked at, full-time retail job, I got back into drop shipping again. So I actually started my own store. It was for a pet product. It failed. What do you know? It failed. And I spent, hours and hours and hours on this store. Like, I was in tears at one point because I was just like, what am I doing wrong? Like, what is it that I'm doing wrong? So one night I was going to quit, and then now we're flash forwarding a very, very long time in advance. So I have the boyfriend, Mac, that I am with now. I was living with him at the time, and I told him that, this isn't, I don't know what to do. Like, I hate my job. This drop shipping thing isn't working. I'm done. Like, I quit. Like, I've tried it all. It's not for me. And I quit. And I still remember he specifically said to me, it's not supposed to be easy. Like, you have to put in so much time and effort and fail a few times before you actually succeed. And now that's what I literally live by, is 95% failure and 5% success. And when he said that to me, he was like, just keep going. Like, what's the worst that can happen? You waste time? Who cares? It'll be worth it in the end. Once I realized that, I was scrolling on TikTok. I was, doing more research on how to make this work, what to do. And that's when I stumbled across user-generated content, UGC. And I saw that, UGC was just creating ads for brands, and I was creating a brand at the time. So I was like, I can create my own ads for my own brand and start a portfolio with my ads for my brand. And just, I was already posting on TikTok at the time, not religiously, but I was posting, like trying to go viral. And I had like three viral videos at a couple million views. But they were not niched at all, nothing specific, just random videos that went viral. So I used all of this to my advantage of like, okay, I have this failure of a drop shipping store, but I can create content on it that looks like I'm creating content for an ad. And I can put that on a portfolio. So my wheels started turning. My entrepreneurial wheels were turning massively. And when I tell you, I was up until like 3 a.m. every night and would wake up at like 5 or 6 a.m. every morning. I was so passionate and dedicated to make this work because this felt right. This felt like my purpose, like my stream. This felt like my door that I had to go through and put all of this time that I was putting into everything else that I've ever done and put it into UGC. And that is exactly what I did. So I was researching what other creators have done, what their ads looked like, and kind of recreating that, but for my dog brand, for my pet brand. So I was doing like raunchy content, but also educational content and hooks. Like, I was doing all of these things because I was recreating what other people have created for their similar niche brand, but now for my brand, because it's me behind the camera, it's my dog, it's just me creating the content. So with this content that I created a whole portfolio. I had 5 to 6 videos in it. I want to say I had about 6 videos in the portfolio. One was for an Amazon haul, one was a blanket that a brand had sent me, and then the other videos were all for my dog brand. So when I created this portfolio, I saw all these creators saying you have to get on Twitter. So, what do you know? I get on Twitter after I have my portfolio, put my portfolio in my bio, and I just start posting religiously on Twitter. And I didn't think anything of this in the beginning. I just knew that the UGC community on Twitter was growing. So, I wanted to be a part of that community. I introduced myself, who I was, what I like plan to do. I expressed that I was actually creating a drop shipping store, and this was the product, and this is the ad that I've created. I was just going into value. I was posting value on Twitter that would help people in the drop shipping field, the creative field. I hardly knew what I was doing, but I was posting what I was already pretty proficient in, I would say. So I was posting tips on, how I've created my store, websites that I use, ads that I was creating, hooks that I was using, all of these things that I just kept posting. And I started to massively kind of grow a following pretty quickly. And I actually landed a deal through Twitter for $500 for a test round of 5 videos. And I was like, holy cow, that is literally what I make in like a week. Heck to the yeah. So at my full-time job. So like that $500 for the 5 videos was literally what I made for a 40-hour work week at the time. And I was like, holy cow, this is working. So I started posting even more on Twitter. I started posting on TikTok more. I was updating my portfolios. I kept creating more content. I was trying to build my Instagram for this drop shipping store that I created. So I was doing all of this work. And not just reaching out to brands, okay? I wasn't doing any pitching at the beginning because I didn't know what to pitch. I was just building my socials. And then once that brand reached out to me, that's when I started reaching out to other brands because now I knew that that one reached out to me. I can make content for brands. And so I started pitching. I was pitching like 5 to 10 brands a day, posting on Twitter, posting on TikTok, posting on my pet Instagram. Just doing all the things. And what do you know? That same brand loved my content and they signed me on for $3,000 for a video a day. And when I tell you, I was like screaming and crying, it was the best feeling ever. And so I wanted that feeling to never stop. And so I worked so hard to create the best type of content that I could create, at least at the time, because looking back now, I'm like, what is that? But I worked so hard from morning to night with a full-time job to make this thing work. And I would do whatever it takes to get there. I told myself, I am going to quit my job that I hate. This is my outlet. What do I have to do? And I set goals for myself every single day. What did I need to do to quit my job? Right? So for me personally, I said, I want to make $3,000 a month. I already made $3,000 that first month. How can I make another $3,000 this next month and be stable with it? So how can I land more retainers? Or how can I just keep getting inbounds? How can I land deals? It's pitching every day. It's posting on Instagram. It's posting on TikTok. It's posting on Twitter. All of these things, I would make goals for myself. Post 5 to 10 times on Twitter. Post one TikTok. Update my portfolio with every ad that I create. Reach out to 10 brands a day. Okay. And this is the trick to how I went from making no money to literally hitting $10,000 within my first month because I took every single offer that I could get. And when you're posting on Twitter talking about your deals and your success and tips and tricks, brands see that and they want to work with you. They think you know what you're talking about, even if you don't. Now, I'm not saying go lie on your social media, but I'm saying post your wins, post your tips, post things that will benefit somebody else and even a brand. You treat your social media as if you are marketing yourself to a brand all the time. And then I just repeated this process every single day of, posting content, getting brand deals, working for less than $150 a video. Like I was accepting offers for $100 a video, $75 a video. But it's because at the time, I thought that, if this is going to help me get towards my goal of quitting my job, then that's what it's going to take. It's going to take taking lower than my rate, but I need to take those lower deals to actually learn how to do this successfully, to actually learn how to create better ads, to learn how to have converting content. you don't learn how to create converting content without actually creating converting content. You have to have those testimonials, those case studies. All of these things need to come into play in order to charge such a high rate for your content. And I think that's what a lot of creators don't really understand when they first get started. It's easy to say, yeah, my rate is $150 a video. Great. But if you don't have case studies to speak to, testimonials, it's hard to charge that or even convince a brand that that's what you're worth. So in the beginning, I highly recommend, hey, like if you can get a video, if you can get a brand deal for a little bit less than your rate, take it and learn from it and try to create converting content. Make that the best video you've ever created. That way, if you can make it convert and get testimonials and case studies out of it, you can put that on your portfolio and now charge a higher rate. You can raise your rates. You can add add-ons. You can do all of these things that you can't really do in the beginning because you don't have those case studies just yet. And we all start somewhere. I started at zero. I started making $0 and I started putting in more time than I was making. And that is just the reality of any business that you go into. You're putting in more time than what you're making back. So my biggest tip of advice to you is to look at what your big goal is. What is your end goal? Is it to take UGC full-time? Is it to take content creation full-time? Is it just to work for yourself full-time? Work down from that. If it's to work for yourself full-time, what are you doing full-time for work? And what does your job look like day to day when you've reached that point? So you're probably building your social media accounts. How much are you posting a day? You're probably working with X amount of brands. How are you getting those brands? It's because you're posting on socials. So what can you do right now to get you to that end goal of you're working for yourself daily? And I'll give you a little bit of what I do every single day. I do so much that there is not enough time in the day. When you start to work for yourself, it doesn't get easier. It just gets more workload for you, but it's what you're passionate about. So it feels like easier. It feels like you love what you do. So it's not you're going to work working for someone and you hate it. So I look at this as if I work double today, I could make double back. If I post more on social media, I could make more money from that. If I have a viral video today, I could possibly make $1,000. So each task that I do every single day is an opportunity to make more money and to build my business even more. So just a little tidbit on what I do day to day. It's different every single day, but basically what I am doing today, I have a campaign that I have to work on. That's one video. I have to record this podcast, which is what I'm doing. Posting 3 TikToks today. I have to edit 6 videos. Yesterday I filmed them all. I have to add stickers onto one video that I never did, so I have to edit that up, add photos to my Google Drive. I have to draft up Instagram reels so that way they're ready throughout the week. I am posting on Twitter probably about 5 to 10 times. I am responding to emails. I have to pay my virtual assistants. I am creating my free PDF for my email newsletter. I am verifying my email newsletters that are going out from my virtual assistant. And I'm also checking my virtual assistant's work. So that huge, huge, huge long list takes hours and hours and hours, probably from morning to night. But I know that with each single task that I do, it's to benefit my business, which in turn leads to my goal of financial freedom, working for myself, and just being ultimately happy in the business that I've created for myself and helping other creators. That is my main goal with this, is to have a successful business that I am happy to show up to, that I love with all of my heart, that helps other people, other creators in this industry. It is to benefit my business and other creators. And as long as I am putting in the work, I get that return back. So that is everything that I wanted to just kind of spill on you today. I really hope that kind of inspired you on your journey and just kind of to let you know that, you know, this process isn't easy. This journey should not be easy. And it is 95% failure and 5% success. It is hard. You are going to struggle and it's going to be a lot of time invested to get to where you want to be. But I just like to always tell everyone that if I can do it, so can you. And if this is really the path you want to be on, look at your end goal, go backwards, and see what your day-to-day tasks are and start right now. If you can't do all those tasks, you can make it work some other way. How can you make it work with the job you have right now? How can you, you know, set an end date for your job? What are all these things that you can do and ask yourself to, you know, be your best self in your business and to actually make your business flourish? So I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. I really enjoyed creating this for you. And really, I just love going back to the backstory of things. So you know where I started. We all start in different spaces and different points in our life. But use your life as leverage and know that you can do whatever you set your mind to. It's just going to be a long journey and a lot of work, but you can totally, totally take advantage of it. With that being said, I'll see you next week in the next podcast. I promise it will be out next week. And really, get started on your business, start posting more, and build that business like there is no other option.